This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
It's so many months and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be
Vashti Bunyan and Train Song. What else was I going to do? Sandwich between two rock gods like Josh Homme. What a brilliant programme from him. Thank you so much, sir. And Iggy Pop at 4 o'clock. Whereas... I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Yeah, brilliant programme from Josh from Queens of the Stone Age there. I've met Josh a couple of times. I'll tell you later in the programme about the first time I met him. It's quite an amusing tale. There'll be more amusing tales to boot, as well as, let me see what we've got for you. Oh yeah. So this week's theme, if you like, is harmony. Lots of songs involving harmony. Inspired by the Beckopedia, who's an amazing choice this week. She's going to come and enrich our lives with her musical knowledge. And we've got Song for Guy recommendations from listeners Simon Butler, Emily Corrin and Emma T. Mills out there in Nashville. Desert Island Disc snippet from Alison Moyet later in the programme. And my featured artist this week is Jeff Tweedy of Wilco fame. Three tunes from him between now and 4 o'clock when Iggy takes over. First of all though, my first harmony based song is by Animal Collective. From their album Merryweather Post Pavilion, this is My Girls. I'm going to read you the lyrics because it will enhance your enjoyment of the song. There isn't much that I feel I need, a solid soul and the blood I bleed, but with a little girl and by my spouse, I only want a proper house. It goes on in that vein, and then the refrain at the end is, I don't mean to seem like I care about material things like a social status. I just want four walls and adobe slabs for my girls. A very touching thing, and listen to the joy it's delivered with. My first example of a harmony-based tune, this is Animal Collective with My Girls. Happy Sunday, everyone. We'll be right back. My Girls by Animal Collective, that's going out to Pete Turner, my bass player, and Craig Potter, who's my keyboard player, both of whom have daughters that they're nuts about. The next tune is a new one from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. It's from an album called Give the People What They Want, which is out on the 19th of September, and it's called Retreat. And this is quite interesting. They're an American funk soul band signed to Daptone Records, and they are spearheads of a revivalist movement that aims to capture the essence of funk and soul music as it was at its height in the mid-60s and 70s. Part of the way they achieve it is to shun digital recording methods in favour of using traditional analogue recording equipment. There you go. It works. It's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and the song's called Retreat. They described themselves as revivalists, but there's something very modern about that. Just the way the performance was put together, I thought it was marvellous. It was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and the song was called Retreat. The album's called Give the People What They Want, and it's out on September the 19th. On with harmony-based tunes. Not harmony-based, vocal harmonies, I suppose, the theme of the programme. This next one from TuneYard, you know that I've fallen in love with her if you're a regular listener to the show. I think she's marvellous. This is a collaboration between her, TuneYard, Questlove, Angelique Kidjo and Akua Naru. It's called Lady, and it's a cover of a Fela Kuti record. I've been very kindly sent the soundtrack to a film about Fela Kuti, which I've not had a chance to watch or listen to yet, but I'm doing a bit of travelling next week. I'm not on the show next week as I'm going to be in Europe with the band, so there'll be somebody filling in for me, one of my marvellous deputies. But when I come back, it's either going to be the Loop special I've been promising you, or it may well be based around the Finding Fella movie. Anyway, once again, this is Tune Yards, Questlove, Angelique Kidjo and Akua Naru. It's called Lady. It's got a couple of swear words in it, but we've reversed them to protect little ears that might be listening on a Sunday afternoon. It's from an album called Red Hot and Fella, all the proceeds of which go to fight HIV. So do buy this record if you like it. Once again, from the album Red Hot and Fella, this is Tune Yards, Questlove, Angelique Kidjo and Akua Naru, and the song is Lady. This is amazing.
Freedom tellers have patience, still waiting on the 40 acres. Mule of the world abused by folklore. Black bodies eroticized supply stores. Lady to lady, I understand for sure. Minds ignored, but wounds free to explore. Play the back on your backside, cash cap. Turn around, get you more of the ass now. Wait a minute, we've been holding the woman down. Backbone of the world since before sound. Black girl, you'll see when a woman found. Leaving on the next greyhound across town. Sister cop, the window seat, Badu style. While the wound bleeds the wounds of the deep south. Can't wash it out, kind is real, kind you rebel. Put us on our knees, make us fiend to clean down. Keep it real, you afraid when we speak loud. When we scream, you seen a ghost in the haunted house. Simmer down, it's the black, you can't reach out. In the story, we gon' breathe in and breathe out. Lady.
Lady,
Told you. That was Lady from Tune Yards, Questlove, Angelique Kidjo and Akua Naru. You want to go and find it, it's from the album Red Hot and Fella, which is the Red Hot organisation have done lots of tribute albums to famous musicians, and all the proceeds go to fighting HIV and AIDS. So make sure you buy that record. Once again, Red Hot and Fella.
Welcome y'all to the house that Huey built.
Six Music.
Saturday's been my home for some time now.
This is The Huey Show.
When I first got here, right, there was a lot of stuff that needed renovation. You know, first of all, I had to deliver good music that you wouldn't think sticks together. Funk, soul, punk, hardcore, hip-hop, dub, Latin. Nothing but the best for y'all. I decorated the place in my favorite color, blue. But most importantly, we want you to enjoy yourselves. My favorite space on the show is when we go digging in the crates and people choose a record that they think is the most important record. That's a recipe you love. That's like peanut butter and chocolate. This one is strictly for the ladies and the men who love them. Or men who love men.
The Huey Show. Available now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
I'm going to play some Real Estate now. There's something delightfully summery about this tune. I like the way that it I like the way it loops round. You know this about me already. I like repetition. I like mantra. And I can imagine playing this was loads of fun for the band. Once again, this is Real Estate from the album Days. This is All the Same. I hope the sun's out wherever you are.
Dude.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Harvey Cook. A British citizen infected with Ebola in Sierra Leone is being evacuated to the UK on a Royal Air Force plane. That's according to a health official in the country. The male patient, who hasn't been identified, was volunteering at a clinic in the region most affected by the virus. More from our correspondent, Sarah Campbell.
There is a specialist team based at RAF Bryars Norton, which is an air transport isolation team. So obviously the transport will be very carefully monitored, as will all the details from Northolt to the Royal Free Hospital. And there, of course, the medical team's very well prepared for this. It is worth stating that Ebola, it can only be transmitted via direct contact of bodily fluids.
The UN says it's alarmed about reports of terrible conditions in a northern Iraqi town that's been besieged by Islamic State militants for 2 months. 18,000 people in Amelia are said to have little food or water. Simon Mabon from Lancaster University says the tactics used by the militants are a deliberate strategy.
The people that they're fighting against are, in essence, terrified of what they might do to them should they be captured. So as the group gained ground across Iraq, people just deserted because they didn't want to be captured by this group. And the second reason for doing this is to try and act as a recruitment tool.
Pro-Russian separatist rebels have paraded dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war in the rebel-held Ukrainian town of Donetsk. It's in response to military parades in the capital, Kiev, to mark the anniversary of the country's independence from Russia. The Icelandic authorities have lowered an aviation risk alert from red to orange and say there's no immediate threat of ash clouds from a possible eruption of the Bárðarbunga volcano. In 2010, European aviation officials closed much of the continent's airspace because of fears that ash from another Icelandic volcano could endanger aircraft. And Northern Ireland experienced its coldest August night on record overnight. The temperature dropped to almost minus 2 degrees at Catesbridge in County Down, beating the previous low of 1.1 set in 1964. And that's the BBC News. I'm back with more at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Once my love stood still like a stagnant in a well for so long. You could hear the song of spiders strumming fibers, calling it to the web. My river sits in ebb, the little ones lean over. Laughter echoes bounce down the dock until it hits the floor, singing, come on baby, come on child, call you flow like a seed of wonder, faith of mustard. Oh yeah, whoa, oh yeah.
Singing, I know it was something.
the soy searching, hummer and ping, and tap my virgin spring, and prime the vein with milk of modern, wet my river bed. Pearl strung upon scepter red, the starry one beams the light, is working under, digging through the dark, gathering particles, finding everything you ever wish for in your soul, like a seed of wonder, faith of mustard. Oh yeah, whoa.
That was Jessica Hoop and Seed of Wonder, the acoustic version, from an album which is an acoustic version of a previous record of hers called The Complete Kismet Acoustic. Well worth having. Jessica, of course, is a regular deputy on this programme and a good friend of mine, and I've collaborated with her musically, and we have a plan to do some more, actually, coming up. Ever since I met her on this programme, interviewing her about her wonderful music. So you can't scream nepotism. I met her through you, like, it's your fault. That's why she's been mate. I'm using Jess as an example of great vocal harmonies, very important to her music, and that's the theme of this week's show. And you can't really talk about vocal harmony in modern music without thinking eventually of this next two. Simon and Garfunkel's Scarborough Fair. You're probably thinking, oh, I've heard this loads, but give it another ear. Pretend you've never heard it before. I think it's marvellous.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow crested brown, without no sleep or night, and burrows the child of a mountain. She'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of gun, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalion, parsley, sage, rosemary. She'll be a true love of mine.
Simon and Garfunkel and Scarborough Fair. My guitarist and drummer, Mark and Chup, do a very good impression of them too, but it involves a white fur hat. I told you how I'd met Josh Homme, who did that wonderful show for us before this one began. Elbow let off a confetti cannon at the end of a gig. We were playing at a festival and Queens were on after us, Queens of the Stone Age. We let off a massive confetti cannon with printed Elbow confetti in it, and wind and rain took said confetti. It literally backfired and it coated our equipment and all the equipment on the stage waiting for the rest of the festival bands. It covered them in this sticky confetti. I took my nephew to see Queens as soon as we came off stage and got him in the photography pit. He was about 15 at the time. I thought, I'll gazump him here to Uncle of the Year Award. Front row seats to see Queens of the Stone Age. And after the first tune, Josh said, I can't exactly say what he said, but to paraphrase him, he said, what the flip is this shiz? It's all over the place. Who the fuzz are Elbow? And I noticed my nephew gently sidling away from me. Anyway, after they'd finished, my initial thought was I'm going to open a confetti brick in their dressing room because they explode those things. They cover in shrink wrap. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to coat the inside of the dressing room for embarrassing us. And then I thought, no, that's not very gentlemanly. And so instead I knocked on the door and I said, hello, I'm Guy from Elbow, sorry for littering. And he invited me in and we shared a drink and that's how I met Josh. That's just one of the many, many amazing tales that one day I'll put in a book. Eh? This is Oscar Brown and Brother, Where Are You? It involves harmony and that, after all, is my theme this week. This is kind of cool if you want to turn it up while you're stirring your gravy or whatever. That could be a dance move, couldn't it? Stirring the gravy.
that brothers are we all. Yet it seems there are very few who will answer a brother's call. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way.
Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way.
Oscar Brown, the Matthew Herbert remix of Brother Where Are You? I love that thing. Time now to hear from the one, the only, the mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. Now then.
Now then. What do you know about Bulgarian composers? No, I don't know that much either. So when I heard them, I was captivated by the Philip Kutev National Folk Ensemble. A glorious, raucous delight of a choir singing the traditional music of Bulgaria. They were established in 1951 by composer Philip Kutev, who had the lifelong ambition of bringing the folk songs and heritage of Bulgarian music to a wider audience. He recruited musicians from the smallest villages in Bulgaria and drew from them the unmistakable sound that still delights audiences to this day, 32 years after his death. Directed now by his daughter, their performances are as moving and affecting as they ever were. Listen to the beauty of Kaji Kaji Anyo, with its effortless shifts from major to minor and the dazzle of those combined voices raised in harmony. And it's impossible to ignore the powerful beauty that can only come from singing straight from the heart. No wonder Kutev works so hard to preserve and promote the music of his homeland. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Yeah.
Philip Kutev, the National Folk Ensemble, and Kaji Kaji Anjo, as recommended by the Beckopedia, and very much the inspiration for this week's theme on the Finest Hour, which is vocal harmony.
I remember listening to John Peel on the radio every night.
Tonight's programme, The Desperate Bicycles.
Writing down the titles of the songs which I liked.
TV, the UK sub.
And reviewing them out of 3 stars. And every song that got 3 stars, when he played that track again, I'd record it onto my old cassette player. And then by the end of the month, I'd have this collection of all this amazing stuff. One or two old curios and a load of new records as well.
Hallelujah.
Now with BBC Playlister, there's a new way of remembering the music you love and getting recommendations from the people you trust. If you're listening online or through the iPlayer radio app to Six Music and hear a track which you like, BBC Playlister lets you add it to your own playlist. There it's saved for you to come back to at any time. It's like your own personal mixtape, which won't get chewed up in your tape deck. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
My featured artist this week is Jeff Tweedy of Wilco fame. I first got into his music through my friend Jim Fairchild, who was the guitarist in Granddaddy. A lovely man, Jim, and it was a hot day. We were in San Francisco and we were passing by their branch of Amoeba Records, and we were talking about music, and he said, "Have you heard the Wilco album?" And I said, "No, it had just come out at that time." And he literally dragged me into the shop and bought me a copy, which I thought was very, very kind of him. He's made this album, which is called simply Tweedy. He's made it with his son. Is his son called Spencer? Let me check that. Yeah, his son is called Spencer and plays the drums. So this is brand new Jeff Tweedy, and it's called Summer Noon.
Unless you wanna see a heart, a broken heart can swim.
out on the 1st of September. That's Tweedy. That's Jeff and Spencer Tweedy and Summer Noon. Two more tunes involving Jeff Tweedy before 4 o'clock. Here now is the Bon Iver. This was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Simon Butler. And it's called Beach Baby. Simon Butler's my mate and he's a lovely man. Listen if you've got a Song for Guy recommendation. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Recommend us a song that you think I've not heard, and if it's great, I'll play it. Here now is the Bon Iver, though. Thanks for this, Si. This is Beach Baby.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
I was saving it for myself.
with a little edit for little ears. That was Dry Man, Dry Mind even, by White Hinterland from the album Baby. White Hinterland, just marvellous stuff. I think I'll make her a featured artist actually coming up soon. Here now, another friend of mine, Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. All friends of mine, truth be known. This album's called Rabbit Fur Coat, and this beautiful little thing, perfect for a Sunday afternoon, is called Happy. Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins from the album Rabbit Fur Coat, that's Happy. That's one of my all-time favourite records, by the way. A beautiful thing, made by beautiful people. Time now for a snippet from the Desert Island Discs archive. Alison Moyet is one of my Twitter buddies. I've long admired her voice, I absolutely love it. And yes, she chose this tune when she was on Desert Island Disc with our Kirsty. Do you hear that? Our Kirsty?
As you describe it, your parents' meeting could have come straight out of one of those fabulous Chaparral songs, because your mother was a young au pair. She'd gone over to southwestern France.
Yes.
Your father was a peasant, a young guy who was in the local rugby team, and they met at a ball.
That's right, yeah.
Tell me more.
So she was an au pair looking after some children in a kind of a grand, you know, a bit of a chateau that was there in Cognac. And as you say, my father was a local lad, and they met at this ball. And it was a funny coupling, an odd coupling. There's my dad, who, you know, he looked like Eric Cantona, a bit of a street fighter, left school at 13, incredibly clever, intellectual man even, but a manual worker, and always wanted to be a manual worker. You know, so it was, you know, this bizarre mixture of a North London grammar school girl married to this man who swore like bejesus, like you can imagine. Bonkers.
Let's have your seventh. Tell me about this, Alison Moyet.
So, this song is from Spirit of Eden, from Talk Talk, and the song's called I Believe in You. And this very much is our album, mine and David's album.
Chosen by Alison Moyet when she was talking to R. Kirsty on Desert Island Discs. That was Talk Talk and I Believe in You. Let's have another song for Guy recommendation. This one from Emily Corrin, many, many moons ago. I'd say 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. It's called Hidden Place. It's by Bjork. Extraordinary things with the choir in the background. Something I'm very jealous I didn't think of. And thanks, Emily. Thank you. From one of my favourite albums ever, Bjork's Vespertine, that's Hidden Place. A song for Guy recommendation a long time ago from Emily Corrin.
What I love about doing The Breakfast Show is, because the music is so great, all these amazing people listen to it.
Yeah, it's great. You know, me and John, we'd always stick it on before we started writing.
Yeah, the cat's got chops, you know, there's no question about it. Great tunes, just like that.
When I'm not listening to Gardener's Question Time, old Titchmarsh here always likes to slip Keaveney on of a morn. Anyone who disagrees, meet me in the garden shed.
Oh, announcing you. Talking about a great Breakfast Show.
Sean,
what?
You're living in a dream world, mate. None of these people actually listen.
You'd be wrong there. Old Tell certainly does.
No, he doesn't. Do you?
He's right, you know. I don't.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
And by the way, you sound nothing like me.
Back tomorrow from 7.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
I'm going to play a song from Kurt Vile's Walking on a Pretty Days. This has been with me all summer, since my friend Maurice turned me on to it. This one song, the title track, is gorgeous. It takes in a lot of what I like about music, like, and I suppose like the Real Estate tune I played earlier in the programme. Very repetitive, very hypnotic, unself-consciously so. And then again, at other times, I mean, like, Keep on Rocking the Free Will by Neil Young makes me want to smash my own face against the corner or something. And the fact that it goes on and on and on. 7 reprisals at one live performance I saw. I mean, that's, you know, that's enough free world for me. I'm enough rocking. But this doesn't do that. This gently sort of takes me with it and I evolve with it and I absolutely love it. It's Kurt Vile. It's Walking on a Pretty Day. It's to do with loops. The loop special coming up soon. Do get your looped song recommendations in. It can be electronic. It can be organic. It can be orchestral. It can be anything you want. Music with loops. Let's get to the bottom of why I love hypnosis in music. Kurt Vile and Walking on a Pretty Day. This is great. Turn it up, everyone.
Yeah.
stop along the way today.
Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Harvey Cook. The authorities in Sierra Leone say an RAF plane carrying a British man infected with Ebola has left the country. He'll be treated at a special unit at the Royal Free Hospital in North London. Professor John Watson is the Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England.
We have the National High Level Isolation Unit for managing patients with these kinds of conditions. This is a specially designed unit with staff who are specially trained in the management of such patients.
The British ambassador to the United States has said intelligence agencies are very close to identifying the British jihadists suspected of killing the American journalist James Foley in Syria. Sir Peter Westmacott was speaking to the US TV network CNN. The government has confirmed that work is underway to supply non-lethal equipment to Kurdish forces fighting Islamic State militants in northern Iraq in the coming days. There's continuing concern about the fate of the Shia Turkmen community in the town of Amelie, which has been under siege by Islamic State for 2 months. Donatella Rivera is an Amnesty International investigator in Iraq. She says the extremists are trying to wipe out entire communities.
They have effectively managed to ethnically cleanse all the minorities, minority communities who had been living in Iraq for thousands of years, have been ethnically cleansed from the areas which are now under the control of ISIS.
Iranian news agencies say the country's military has shot down an Israeli spy drone near its nuclear facilities in the center of the country. It's reported the drone was a stealth type which can go undetected by radar. The Australian driver Daniel Ricciardo has won the Belgium Grand Prix, the leader in the Drivers' Championship. Nico Rosberg finished second. Lewis Hamilton retired after colliding with Rosberg. In the Premier League, Tottenham have beaten QPR 4-0. and Stoke City got a 1-1 draw away at Hull. And that's the BBC News. I'm back with more at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Jesus Etc. by Wilco from the album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. And just to depress those of you who remember that amazing record coming out, it was 12 years ago. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. Pre-recording my programme as always in my little house in North Manchester, so don't expect any spontaneity from your messages. I won't answer them till next week. I'll only answer them if they're good. Know what I mean? I'm going to play a tune by Scott Matthews. It's the B-side to the single I played last week, and I promised you that I would. It comes out on October the 6th. It's called Virginia, and it's the B-side to Sunlight, and it's gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
where your heart is forever yearning. Heart bears the scars of forever learning. It's been years since you went away, not so far away. You disappeared like my voice amongst the crashing waves. I call out, the gaslight is fading. Something I can dream about. It's come in the middle of the night, when the restless golden waves never ribbon bright. Only heartache when you wake and die. Don't know how much more to take. I've never come home, home, Virginia.
Thank you.
Scott Matthews and the B-side to his single Sunlight, that's called Virginia. I had a message off Scott thanking me for playing him on the radio. My pleasure, just makes me look good, mate. Please keep it coming. So my theme this week has been harmony, and I'm going to play you my favourite bit of vocal harmony ever. It's in particularly the very end of this next piece you're going to hear. This is the In Paradisum from Maurice de Rufflay's Requiem Mass, performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and Philip Ledger. It's quite a famous performance, this. I love this piece of music to the point where when I had an afternoon off in Paris a couple of months ago, I went to the church where Maurice de Rufflay spent an awful lot of his life being the organ teacher, an organ tutor, and the organ player there. Saint-Étienne-du-Mont, that's pretty good French, is it? My sister Karen will be in touch. Saint-Étienne-du-Mont in Paris, that's where he was. And I've been to that church, and I've stood in the middle of that church. Maurice de Rufflay died in 1986. And I've stood in the middle of that church with this piece of music on my headphones and imagined him composing it over a long time. The Requiem Mass is, of course, a Mass for the dead. So the In Paradisum is you arriving in heaven. And whether or not you believe in heaven or an afterlife or anything like that, it's got to be the most beautiful piece of music that you write as a composer, because it almost certainly will be played at your funeral for a start, so you don't want to show yourself up during your last performance. And also, it's got to represent paradise in musical form. So I collect In Paradisums in a nerdy way, and I listen to Maurice de Rufflay's Requiem, In Paradisum in particular, but I listen to the whole Requiem in the middle of Étienne du Mont in Paris. Have a listen to it now. It starts very quietly, so you might want to turn your radio up. This is the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and Philip Ledger performing the In Paradisum from Maurice de Rufflay's Requiem. Choir of King's College, Cambridge, and Philip Ledger performing the In Paradisum from Maurice de Rufflay's Requiem. I thought that was great, didn't you? Hope it came across on the radio.
Six Music recommends.
I think the most exciting thing about recommends is that it's all new, so it's all completely fresh.
I can take the wildest musical palette to an audience that are really ambitious, really hungry for new sound.
Searching for new bands and looking for music, it's one of those things which allows you to fall in love on a fairly regular basis.
An hour of my favourite discoveries, some of which I found in record shops, some of them which I've poached from my own Friday show.
Directly from artists and boutique labels across the world.
We need to get the word out about fantastic new music so that people who hear it can go out and see those bands play live, they can buy their records. That's what it's all about.
Six Music recommends. With Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Steve LeMay. Monday to Thursday nights from midnight
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
My featured artist this week has been Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. Here, the last off from him now. This piece of music, this is something that me and the boys in Elbow constantly refer to as a point of inspiration for us when we first heard it. It's so unusual, it's so experimental and free. I think it's amazing. From Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, this is the incredible I Am Trying to Break Your Heart.
Tightly, you would always love me like you did back.
got you back in. I am trying to break your heart. I am trying to break your heart. You still are the lion if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart.
Wilco and I Am Trying to Break Your Heart from the album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. That's all we've got time for this week. Iggy Pop up next. Marvellous, eh? What a thing to be able to say. Thank you very much to Michelle, Peter and Helen and everyone who helps me put the programme together. Thanks, of course, to Emma T. Mills, Emily Corrin and Simon Butler, the listeners who recommended Song for Guys this week. Of course, the Beckopedia. I'm going to play you out with Gillian Welsh's Paper Wings, which is the recommendation from Emma T. Mills. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. I'm Guy Garvey from Elbow, and I'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Take care, everyone. Just like a paper roll.
with only